Ever feel like you're just, running in place, doing the same tasks over and over while the big strategic stuff waits?
It's a really common feeling. So many people get bogged down.
Absolutely. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that might just be the answer. Business automation. Our goal here is pretty straightforward. We're pulling the absolute key insights from some material excerpts from Free Yourself Up, Investing in Business Automation specifically for you, so you can quickly grasp how this works and maybe stop feeling so swamped.
Exactly. And business automation at its core, it's really about using tools, software and systems to handle those routine
The
things.
predictable stuff.
Yeah, the predictable, repetitive tasks. It frees up your time, your team's time for what really matters, more strategic work.
Okay, so freeing up time. How does that actually play out? The book mentions specific benefits like boosting productivity first.
Right. Think about it. If your team isn't spending hours manually entering data or generating the same weekly report,
Right.
what else could they do?
More interesting things, hopefully.
Precisely. Higher value stuff, solving unique problems, innovating, actually talking to clients more, the activities that drive real growth.
It makes total sense. Less drudgery, more impact. The book also talks about reducing errors. How critical is that?
Oh, it's huge. Automation ensures consistency. Take, say, an online shop, manually inputting shipping addresses.
Oh, I can see where that's going. Mistakes happen.
Exactly. Wrong zip code, wrong price. Automation linked to the store checkout. It basically eliminates those kinds of slip-ups. Fewer returns, happier customers.
Yeah.
It hits the bottom line.
Right, and those little errors add up fast. Okay,
Sure.
what about improved efficiency? Isn't that kind of the same as productivity?
It's related, but slightly different. Efficiency is more about the whole workflow, the process. Automation smooths things out, removes bottlenecks,
How so?
like a CRM system. It can automatically send a customer email to the right person instantly. No delay waiting for someone to manually forward it. Faster responses.
Ah, okay. So it's about the speed and flow of the entire operation, not just one task.
You got it. Leads to faster turnaround, better customer experience overall.
Got it. Now, for businesses looking to grow, the book mentions enhanced scalability. How does automation help there?
Well, if you rely only on people for everything, growing often means just hiring more people for the same repetitive tasks. It's linear.
More work, more hires.
Right. With automation, the system can often handle, say, double the transactions without needing double the staff. It scales more easily.
That's a big deal for expansion. And insights. The book says automation helps you gain valuable insights.
Yeah, many tools have reporting built in. They track what they're doing.
So you get data back.
Exactly. Data on performance, maybe where things are getting stuck. An email marketing tool, for example, it can show you which emails people actually open and click on.
Okay, so you can tweak your strategy based on real facts, not just guesses.
Precisely. Better decisions.
And the last benefit mentioned, maybe one we don't think about enough, employee satisfaction. Taking tasks away makes people happier.
Think about the most boring, mind-numbing task in your job. Now imagine it's gone.
Okay, yeah, that'd be nice.
Automation handles that stuff. It reduces burnout, lets people use their brains on more engaging work. A less frustrated team is usually a better team.
Good point. So, where are some common places to start? The book gives examples, right?
Definitely. Things like email marketing campaigns, scheduling, sending, segmenting lists, customer relationship management or CRM, workflows, automating invoicing, payment reminders and accounting.
Inventory management.
Yes,
Yeah.
managing stock levels automatically, preventing stockouts or having way too much cash tied up in inventory. But these are just common ones.
The key really is, and the book stresses this, figuring out where it makes the most sense for you, for your specific business.
Absolutely. It's not one size fits all. What's slowing you down? Where are your bottlenecks? That's where you look first. A tailored approach is crucial.
Which seems to be the focus of Eido's Edge, who are mentioned in the source material. They tailor strategies.
Right. They seem to understand that every business is different. They focus on building specific automation plans for specific needs, aiming for, actual measurable results.
And making sure it fits with whatever systems you already have.
Yes, seamless integration is important too. You don't want to create new problems.
So pulling it all together from this deep dive, looking at Free Yourself Up, investing in automation isn't just about like saving a few
No,
minutes.
it's much bigger than that.
It's really about reclaiming substantial chunks of time and, frankly, unlocking what your business could really achieve if you weren't stuck in that loop.
It's about shifting focus, moving away from the day-to-day grind towards, well, real strategic growth, innovation.
So here's the final thought for you to chew on. What's the single biggest time drain, the most repetitive task in your typical workday?
Just pick one.
Yeah, just one. Now, seriously, picture it just handled automatically, gone from your plate. What could you do with that freed up time and mental energy? What new doors would that open for your business?